He's a lawyer. He's an advocate. He's experienced sexual assault in youth hockey. Greg Gallulli will join us to talk about Hockey Canada and the week that was. I could not believe my eyes and ears from Tuesday's hearings. Couldn't believe some of the concepts that they were pushing out towards the masses. This is a great chance to make an important statement about where your organization's going. Instead, they're the victims. They're the victims of misinformation, mischaracterization of what they won't say. There was a lot that was wrong with the messaging from Hockey Canada yesterday. And if they're paying PR firms, they should get their money back because they got really bad advice. And not knowing you're getting really bad advice is half the problem in itself. This segment earlier on Toronto Today on Wednesday. Yesterday with the Hockey Canada visit again to Parliament. Like, there's things in life and you like, hey, Brady, tell me how bad do you think this could possibly go? And if I laid out a worst case scenario, do you ever do that? Sometimes you can't hang around with the worst case scenario people all the time. You're like, come on, Debbie Downer, stop it. Have some positivity. But if you told me, lay out the worst case scenario for Hockey Canada and how they can appear accountable and responsible and sensitive and understanding and empathy, using some empathy, I couldn't possibly have told you it would go worse than my worst case scenario. I couldn't. Here's Andrea, who got a lot of attention. Andrea Skinner yesterday, who's now on Hockey Canada's board of directors, currently serving as the interim chair of the board, when asked by Anthony Housefather, Liberal MP, how she would grade Scott Smith, her boss.
What grade from an A to an F would you give him in his role at Hockey Canada right now?
I'm a hard marker, and I think that that the circumstances in which Mr. Smith has been working have been really extraordinary and difficult. I would say that he's conducting himself as an A in the circumstances.
Okay. She gives an A. I mean, also, let's point out, isn't much of a great start either way. You should know a question like that's coming. Take your time, process it. But is not an awesome start to the answer. Sport Minister Pascal Saint-Ange said this about some of the veiled threats and implications of blackmail Andrea Skinner dropped, as in, will we be able to keep the lights on? She said this for hockey parents out there.
So there's a total discrepancy between what we're hearing from Canadians, from hockey parents, about the management at Hockey Canada and their own perception of their management.
Look, they're not going to self-regulate. They're not going to self-correct. It's fairly obvious here. What a complete and utter embarrassment yesterday was for Andrea Skinner and that organization. Greg Gallulli is a lawyer and a teenage hockey player and has documented his abuse as a teen hockey player before, and he rejoins Toronto Today after being on and being great previously. Greg, it's great to have you on. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to exaggerate. If you'd said to me, how bad do you think it can go? It went worse than the absolute worst I thought it could go.
Yeah, it was not a good day for Hockey Canada. And the thing everyone has to remember, I think, is that Andrea Skinner is a smart person. She's a lawyer. She is a quality individual. Scott Smith is a wonderful man, a great dad, a wonderful member of the community. These good people are making serious mistakes, and now they're panicking. They've brought in an outside consultant, and it's clear that their PR consultant, their crisis counselor, is telling them to weather the storm, do whatever it takes. And my real problem with this is that we should be thinking about what's best for hockey and Canada, not what's best for Hockey Canada and the people who are currently there. They're in self-preservation mode. They are not putting hockey and Canada first right now.
I'm glad you made the point those are two separate things, but you know, and I know, first impressions matter so much. And that was the real opportunity that Andrea Skinner blew yesterday. There will be people that no matter what she walks back, if she walks any of it back, no matter how conciliatory she is, next week, the week after, whenever, people are going to remember how that made them feel. You sometimes don't remember what people say, Greg, as you know, but you remember how people made you feel. And she landed with a thud yesterday with hundreds of thousands of Canadians.
You got to show up. You've got to be there in person. And when you're in a position of leadership with an organization that is going through what it's going through, especially with respect to sexual assault, show humility. compassion and an understanding that mistakes have been made and things have to be better. And Hockey Canada is fine right now in saying we will be better going forward, but they're missing the connection with the rest of us in the community who are angry and upset, justifiably so, at Hockey Canada leadership. Hockey Canada has dropped the ball, and the failure to acknowledge mistakes is perhaps one of the worst sins leadership can make in a time of crisis.
Greg Gilloli is our guest on Toronto Today. I had somebody pretty embedded in the hockey community to ask me these two questions yesterday, and I hope he'll actually speak publicly in the next couple of days. He'd be an important voice to all this. And the two questions he asked me, Greg, were, do you think it's more likely or less likely after that testimony parents would put their kids in hockey? Do you think it's more likely or less likely someone who considered themselves a victim would feel comfortable, strong, confident, as you had to do at one point, coming forward and telling their truth? And I just simply wrote back, no and no. That, like, no and no yet from yesterday.
Yeah, let me answer the second question first. It's not good to act the way that Hockey Canada leadership is if you're trying to foster people coming forward and dealing with these problems. As to whether you're more or less likely to have your child enroll, you're less likely, but it's likely on the margin at that point. Look, and this is my fundamental point. The game of hockey, grassroots participation, and Hockey Canada are not the same thing, right? And what happened yesterday was a travesty in that Hockey Canada leadership, Andrea Skinner, got out there and said, look, if you replace the board and the senior executives of Hockey Canada, we don't know whether hockey will continue in this country. And I absolutely, positively guarantee that if the executive suite at Hockey Canada and its board of directors left, Nothing would change with respect to the game of hockey in this country. And that's the problem. You now have leadership in a position where they believe that they are the game of hockey, and they are right now the furthest thing from it, and they don't matter at all to the kid playing down the street.
You and I don't have a look at the economics, but I don't know how sustainable this is. If they're going to, they fly over to Denmark with the women's team. So that's, 25, 30 personnel for the team, 10, 12 brass, maybe, let's say. Let's conservatively say, with a small C, 40 people are going over and spending 2 weeks in Denmark. They're going to fund the World Juniors this year. There's going to be probably a reestablishment of a marketing campaign. But if all these corporate sponsors are out, Greg, and the government's out, I guess they're getting their money exclusively from minor hockey foundation federations and associations. I don't know where else the dollars are coming from.
Well, it's interesting because one of the missing pieces in the review of Hockey Canada right now is the Hockey Canada Foundation. And the Hockey Canada Foundation is a decades-old repository of monies, sponsorship funds that have been received from international tournaments going right back to the 72 series. Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things of the 72 Summit series is that in North America, the boards were clean back then. But when you went over to Moscow at Luzhniki Ice Palace, there were international brands advertising on the boards, and that money wasn't making its way to the USSR. That was making its way into the hands of those who formed and were running Hockey Canada back then. And there is tens of millions of dollars, if not more, sitting available to Hockey Canada to cover it. So the gravy train at the highest levels of Hockey Canada will survive. But you're absolutely right that the way to put pressure on these people is to make it difficult and force them to access those monies rather than day-to-day monies. And so sponsorship and public outcry is what at the end will affect the needed change that is going to happen. And look, I don't think it's lost on Andrea Skinner. She didn't show up yesterday, but she's smart enough to know and be able to read the room that change is coming. They're just now grasping at straws and doing whatever they can to try to grab whatever power they can for as long as they can.
Yeah, they're getting bad advice, but to your point, you got to know when you're getting that bad advice. You got to know when to turn the car around and move your messaging in the opposite direction, and that didn't happen yesterday.
Right, and that's what leadership should be about. Right. We sometimes poo-poo, it's so-and-so runs Hockey Canada, yeah, or so-and-so's on the board of Hockey Canada. Well, you know what? In times of crisis, it matters, and you have to step up and do the right thing. And when you do the wrong thing, boy, there's nowhere to hide, right? It's like being a goalie. There's nowhere to hide.
And there's some Leafs goalies we could name in the last 15 years that feel that way. Never mind. I thought that. I didn't say it. Greg, it was great to have you on. Thanks very much for your insight, your valuable voice on this.
Well, thanks very much for having me on today.
Greg Gallooly joining us. The next big Hockey Canada event, the World Juniors, starts Boxing Day, as it always does, in Halifax and Moncton. I don't know how that goes. I don't know how that feels to watch it. We basically ignored the World Juniors this summer. We really did. But when it gets back to a traditional venue, big crowds, the Maritimes love their hockey. They always support in Halifax. Where does that tournament go? TBD.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.